Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of Mickey, the cat who helped me through times of change. Written and read by me, Helen Brown. "Just who I was looking for," Dad said with a smile. "Get dressed. There's someone I want you to meet." "Where are we going?" I asked, trotting after him through the rain to the sky blue Ford Zephyr parked in the basement. I shook the rain off my face and slid on to the front bench seat beside him. My cheeks sizzled. I couldn't remember the last time I'd been allowed to take Mum's place next to him in the car. My father never had time to take me anywhere on my own. "You'll see," he said, clunking the driver's door and adjusting his rearview mirror. Dad gunned the motor and clunked the steering wheel gear stick. I felt a glow of importance as he stretched his arm across the seat back behind me. The reassuring aroma of coal wafted from his tweed jacket, his paisley cravat and his wild dark hair. It permeated the car. I sheltered my eyes as we reversed into watery daylight. "Ready?" he said, positioning the car at the top of our precipitous driveway. I couldn't believe he was up for it, not in this weather. I nodded and held my breath. Dad shunted the gear lever into neutral and let the car inch toward the top of the driveway. We were barely moving until gravity took hold and sent us plummeting streetwards. I gripped my stomach as we rocketed past a blur of privet hedging. My thighs wobbled. A nanosecond before we burst onto the street, Dad honked the horn to warn any hapless pedestrians below. He was ridiculously proud of our second-hand family sedan. It wasn't flashy like the fin-tailed American cars that swam like sharks across the pages of National Geographic. With rounded curves and a smiling chrome radiator grille, it beamed out at the world through circular headlights. Unlike a shark, it lumbered about like a benevolent seal. "Phew," I said, adjusting the wide orange headband Mum made for my 12th birthday. I glanced up at the dilapidated whimsy we lived in. High above the ornate verandas and vertiginous eaves, the tower jutted like a freshly sharpened pencil into the mist. When we reached the street corner, Dad took a right and coaxed the car up Cutfield Road. We craned our necks for a glimpse of the mountain. It was sulking behind a grey shroud. I couldn't fathom who Dad was taking me to meet. The worst scenario would be a maths tutor, but I was pretty sure they couldn't afford one of those. There was a strong possibility I'd done something wrong. "Are we going to church?" Amusement rippled across his lips. "Where's your eye patch?" he asked as the Zephyr rumbled past the wrought iron hospital gates. "At home," I said, toes curling inside my sandals. "I'd forgotten it in the rush." "I hear Dr. Hughes thinks you mightn't need another operation,"